Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are buffering right now at you. Hope to be streaming in a second from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so freaking much for listening to us on this fine day, especially if you're listening up north in this beautiful country of ours where it's freezing as fuck. We're going to be joining you in not too long.
But it's getting recorded, right? I mean, we're recording.
We are recording. Okay. So thanks for to our podcast listeners who are like, all right, shut the fuck up and get to the show.
I'm just looking through headlines today. And I can't believe I'm not on a satirical site sometimes. I mean.
Well, right.
Dude.
It's today we got to like 60, so we can't complain at all.
Right.
But the big headline, I'm sure if we get to, let's jump into it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Mm. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here. And we appreciate the fuck.
I have a question.
You don't have to raise your hand. I mean,
well, it's talking about the weather. it's going to get very cold.
Very cold.
It's get
well,
the 20s.
For us here, yes.
You know, that's got to kill
our North Dakotan listeners who are already at minus three are like,
this is
fuck
my,
you.
That just blew my theory out of the water because I'm like, this freeze will surely kill off some of these motherfucking snakes that are hibernating in their fucking holes. It's too cold for them to live?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean the good news is we might kill off some of these fucking assholes.
Well, look at you.
These murderous
in fact the Drudge Report, let's start there first, has a picture of a cute dog. Speaking of, I have to deploy the Kong toy before she loses her fucking mind.
Getting upset. Right.
A picture of, what a good boy, of a nice, white lab, with a Christmas outfit on.
Right.
In the snow. It says Christmas storm travel chaos. I don't know why that dog was chosen.
That's
represent.
On the HuffPo right now?
That's at the Drudge Report.
Oh, the Drudge. Okay.
6,500 Drudge. Flights canceled or delayed.
God damn. Stay already. Home. Stay home.
Holy fucking shit.
Shit, man.
Chicago, minus four wind chill.
Shit.
Up by where I went to college in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, minus 23.
You know what I would do if I was in Chicago right now? I go park my car at the airport, walk around in the terminal, and ask people where they're going. And I'll tell them how much I will drive you there for five grand. I'll drive you there right now. That is how you make some cash.
Wow. Is that, I think that they don't have the names on the states. That's got to be South Dakota. Minus 48 wind chill.
Jesus.
Oh, North Dakota. Here's one. Minus 52. Holy shit. When I was in college, a couple of times.
That's not human.
In Wisconsin, it hit like minus 15 or 20 before the wind chill.
Fuck all that. That
and the wind chill was like in the 40s, and that was like, don't go outside. Your dick's gonna freeze off.
You know how in Florida, and
whatever appendage you may have,
right? It's all gone. In Florida, do you know how sometimes people just shoot at hurricanes to make them stop?
Yeah.
I wanted to do that sometimes in Chicago. I would shoot at the wind maybe if I thought it would help. Because fuck that place. With the cold. I love Chicago, but geez. I've never felt like that before. My brother from Alaska came to Chicago and he said that was only one squirt.
Well, I like Chicago. So.
I love Chicago. I love it. I'm just being real about the winter.
It was when I moved.
It's crazy.
And even as much as I loved living a block from the lake at that one point.
Oh, yes.
That was fucking cold.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the lake. That,
right.
That cold, wet wind off of Lake Michigan in the winter was brutal.
Oh, yes.
And I remember at times trudging to the bus at that point to ride to the L.
Yes.
Or I would walk all the way to the L.
Right.
And just saying, fuck this. Yeah. What the fuck am I doing? Why did people settle here? What's wrong with people?
You know, the funny thing about Chicago, I think the way to do it is to always be on a bicycle year round, because in the winter.
That was truly amazing to watch you ride a bike in the winter.
But dude, once you get going, your body warms up and then you're just used to it. Because I swear to God, you will spend the same amount of time outside waiting on a fucking bus to go get COVID with everybody else,
or a
train to get COVID. But then again, I rode bikes before everybody was looking at their smartphone, too. I don't know about that now. You know, in their car.
Oh, drivers, yeah.
I don't know. You die.
Or maybe
they've
got Elon's software driving them. See, they're not even paying attention.
That would be better, I think.
What the fuck was that about, dog?
Yeah.
Just gave a woof. So yeah, there you go. That's the headline. The weather is gonna be shit.
Yeah.
So bunker in, everybody. Especially take care of your pets.
Yeah.
Check with your elderly neighbors, relatives. Make sure everybody's bunkered in and has food and water.
And congratulate your friends that have bartending gigs at airports, because they're about to make so much fucking money.
Yeah, well, holy, there's no flights. Yeah. Shit, oh yeah, well, man. Yeah, that's
oh
why.
My God, those are the best shifts.
And you've got to make a ton of money anyway, because a beer is $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you feel like an asshole if you $20 beer and you give them a dollar tip.
Well, even if
you feel like a dick.
The sheer volume, though, won't matter. If people just tip a little bit, you'll make a fuck ton.
Yeah,
money.
Sure. Crazy. Shit tons. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo headline. Oh, this is news. The Cassidy Hutchinson.
Right.
Who testified. She was a member of the Trump staff. I forget exactly what she was. I'm sure it'll say as I read on.
Oh, Cassidy Hutchinson. Wasn't she Mark Meadows' assistant?
Oh, yeah. Could be. Yeah. Former Donald Trump staffer Cassidy Hutchinson told the House's January Select Committee that allies of the former president told her to hide her full knowledge of the White House goings on at the time of the 2021 Capitol riot.
Yes.
Hide her full knowledge.
Oh, my God.
What does that sound like?
Well, I tell you something. If you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, I put that story up, and there's a funny fucking quote where it's like, what she said the Trump lawyers told her to do. I mean, it's wild. I'm going to get a glass of water real quick. I forgot to get
it. Oh, Ryan's going to hydrate. At the same time, she said people in Trump's orbit were dangling jobs in front of her. Jobs that were withdrawn when she continued cooperating with the committee. So these scumbags were like, oh, we got a great job for you. All you got to do is just, kind of forget shit when you're testifying to the committee. Cassidy Hutchinson was an aide to former chief of staff Mark Meadows. She sat for sworn interviews with the committee over 2 days in September, adding to previous testimony that she'd given. Beginning with questions about her legal representation, she explained she had not initially wanted to retain an attorney from Trump world,
yes,
quote, but that she and others, I'm sorry, I just got a text from the landlord about about the debris situation from the construction.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Jeez,
man.
They're redoing the porch.
Right.
From Hurricane Sally 2 years ago.
Man, dude. Renting in a state where there are no rules.
No renter protection.
Has its advantages, doesn't it?
What are you barking at, fool?
She's upset. Or she's...
Yeah, what are you doing?
What is she doing? I don't know.
She's looking out the window.
So they told Cassaday that if she doesn't toe the line, she can't have Trump pay for the attorney or something.
At one point, she agreed to be represented by Stefan Pasatino, a former Trump White House ethics lawyer. What a job that was.
That is, I don't understand why the White House, I mean, they would have an ethics lawyer to protect them against ethics charges.
Right, right. How do we get rid of the ethics laws?
They actually wanted to do that, though, didn't they?
That was when Paul Ryan's Congress took over, one of the first things they wanted to do was to dissolve some bipartisan or nonpartisan ethics committee. I mean, how blatant.
I you know, anyway, yes.
Cassidy Hutchinson told the panel that the understanding was if she listened to her White House, former Trump White House ethics lawyer, she would be, quote, taken care of.
What meaning? You'll be taken care of.
Right? This is what Trump thinks he is. He's the shit father.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Oh, I think the shit father's perfect.
You're going to be taken care of.
What are you going to do? I'm going to let her be in my harem. I'm going to give her a wing in Mar-a-Lago.
At one point, our Pasatino said, look, we want to get you in, get you out.
Yes.
We're going to downplay your role. You were a secretary. Everyone's on the same page about this. The less you remember, the better. I don't know that he has that accent. I just figured it would fit.
It fits. I put that quote up on the social media. I thought that was funny as shit. I mean, I was like, I wish I had that dialogue to say in
Everyone's
something.
On the same page.
Read that again, just please.
Look, we want to get you in, get you out. We're going to downplay your role. You were a secretary. Everyone's on the same page about this. The less you remember, the better.
I mean, you know, this Cassidy person, Cassidy Hutchinson, yes, a Republican in Trump's White House, but she's not stupid. They're talking to her like she's done.
Well, yeah. She was unemployed at the time, but Pasatino discouraged her from finding a new job on her own when she said she sent out applications. Quote, we're going to get you a really good job in Trump world. You don't need to apply to other places. We're going to get you taken care of. We want to keep you in the family.
Oh, shit. We're going to keep tabs on you forever. And if you ever spill the beans on what went down on Insurrection Day.
Listen to this. She said she received offers to work at Getter. Jason Miller.
Dude.
Jason, the abortion smoothie specialist, mixologist.
What? Listen, why the fuck would someone work so hard to find their way to work in the White House, to then go to Getter? What is Getter again? Explain Getter.
It's like, it's a social, it's like Twitter, except for outward, out Nazis. And
why is it Getter? Is it Hillary? Is that what they mean?
GETTR, I don't know.
Oh, it's Getter. It's like, we're the getting people, so we're getting. I thought it was Getter. Like, get her.
It's G-E-T-T-R.
I hate it. I hate it so much. That rapey fuck Jason Miller, that's his, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does she want to work for Jason fucking Miller?
Well, I don't think she did.
Yeah.
She also got an offer from Red Curve Solutions, a firm founded by Bradley Crate, who also happens to be the treasurer of Trump's 2024 campaign. Bradley Crate. God, these do sound like movie villain names. Yes. Hutchinson said both jobs seem to have been made up for her benefit.
Hi.
They just invented these jobs.
My name is Mr. Crate. I want you to come work for me.
Bradley Crate. He's probably a bro.
Young Bradley Crate.
Yeah.
Bradley Crate, entrepreneur.
Treasurer of Trump's campaign. Treasurer. Oh,
so is he one of these guys, like, who was the bro that with the beard oil and the guns and had the whole, like, real creepy
it's not
thing?
Narrowing it down for me.
Brad.
Pascal?
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Is it a Brad Pascal type?
I think he was in, then he was out, then he was in. I think he's out again.
In jail?
No, Trump world.
Which could be jail one day, but yes.
He was, remember, there's that video of him getting tased, coming out in his underwear and getting tased for like beating up his wife or something.
That guy was in charge of my presidential campaign. Can you imagine saying that?
Well, and rob the fuck out of Trump. What's where you got to give the guy props, yeah. Right? I mean.
Yes. Well, he lost that it was that the first rally back from the COVID. And he overspent on that and nobody showed up and they still had an outbreak, by the way.
Trump was livid. Yeah, yeah.
He ordered a Jumbotron for nobody.
For the overflow outside.
Yes.
The committee said Monday that the Justice Department should investigate whether the bad legal advice and the job offers that she was given amounted to interfering with the witness.
Yeah.
Representative Zoe Lofgren, Democrat from California, said the witness believed this was an effort to affect her testimony, and we are concerned that these efforts may have been a strategy to prevent the committee from finding the truth. God, do you think so?
Of course, man.
You think she was the only one?
You know, I listen, guys, these people are crooks. They're liars. Yeah. So when you think they're doing otherwise, it's not going to be... They're liars.
She said Pasatino's, this lawyer, this Trump lawyer, specifically told her not to say anything about an incident in the presidential limo on January 6th, 2021.
Oh.
You remember that date?
Is this the whole wrestling for the steering wheel?
That became part of her explosive public hearing testimony. I said something to Stefan like, yeah, I had this conversation with Tony Ornato when we got back from the rally that day, and he told me the president tried to wrap his hands around Bobby's neck and strangle him because he wouldn't take him to the Capitol.
Dude, Bobby, you didn't get beaten up by Trump, did you?
Hutchinson testified, referring to Secret Service agent Robert Engel. Ornato is a former Secret Service assistant director, former White House deputy chief of staff. Trump had allegedly wanted to go to the Capitol with his supporters.
Right.
Who went on to break into the building and assault law enforcement.
Did Trump think he was going to take out a Secret Service agent? Like overpower them or something? I mean,
I don't know. Tiny hands.
It's the whole thing, man.
She said, Stefan said, no. that he did not want her to talk about that.
Right. Yeah. Don't mention that shit.
She said that he emphasized, that he never told her explicitly to lie.
Yes.
Instead, he advised her to lean heavily on the phrase, I don't recall.
The one time I was in the car with the president, I don't remember him lunging for the steering wheel and trying to take out a Secret Service agent. You wouldn't remember that. I don't remember that. When was that?
She said she was worried about the whole situation and perjuring herself. She told the committee, she said to her mother, I'm fucked. I'm completely indebted to these people and they will ruin my life. Mom, if I do anything that they don't want me to.
Right. She's right. That they'll have you. They'll have you for perjury, right? Because if she does this, then she's fucked forever. They'll always have that over her.
I didn't know this part. At one point, her estranged aunt and uncle, who are QAnon supporters.
God damn.
Holy shit. Discussed refinancing their home to offer her the financial independence she needed to hire her own attorney. At another point, she drove to the home of her biological father, a man with whom she had little relationship, and begged him for help.
Yes.
Knowing he was a Trump supporter, he told her no. So now she's on the outs.
Wait. He said no because he didn't want her to go against Schittler?
Yes.
But the QAnon people wanted to help.
They wanted to buy her silence by
helping
her out of her, offering her financial independence.
Oh, I thought they were giving her money so she could hire her own lawyers to fight to help her. Jeez. God, what a horrible situation to be in. That's insane.
They wanted to financial independence. She needed to hire her own attorney.
That is. Oh, okay. That's crazy. That we had a president leaning on his own people like that. I mean, that's his.
Nobody's his people. I think even his kids should know that. I would hope.
Yeah.
He's probably really pissed at Ivanka right now.
Oh, absolutely. Are they broken up?
Well, she put out that statement that I won't be happy though I fully support my father run for president. I will not be joining the campaign.
Dad, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. I have to break up with you.
She said in her first testimony, she felt like at points Trump was looking over her shoulder.
Was she the one that said that he slammed a plate against the wall or threw a plate?
I think she was. That she heard that from some. She walked in and they were cleaning it, right, or something like that.
It's just another day at the White House, guys. The president.
She met with her friend, Trump White House alum Alyssa Farah. Yes. And they strategized, deciding it would be a good idea to privately communicate to the committee that she knew more than she'd let on, leading to her third interview with the panel. Yes. So she never really lied. She just, you know, kind of forgot stuff.
This is a fun game. Which White House was this? The president threw a plate of food against the wall. A.
Jimmy Carter.
Obama. B. Jimmy Carter. C. Trump.
Jimmy Carter.
Right. Taft. Well, we don't know what went on.
Not if it had food on it.
LBJ's like, wait a second, I did all of that. Naked.
So there you go. It's a headline over to the HuffPo. The Cassidy Hutchinson said her Trump world lawyer.
Nobody knew what Kennedy did.
Told her to just forget shit. Oh, he was.
I threw a plate.
Banging everybody, right?
Right. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to throw food. I was too busy with this Marilyn Monroe.
And Eleanor Roosevelt had her girlfriend living in the White House with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. God, good for her.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, right before the birthday of Jesus.
Give it up for Jesus. How old is Jesus this year, Pat?
2022-ish?
Oh, that's right.
One would guess. Well, I don't know. Do you start over after when you die and come back?
It's like the odometer.
Yeah.
You turn the odometer
over. Are you resetting?
Over?
I mean, he did spend 3 days dead. How do you count that?
Well, it's not like you're resetting just the odometer. You don't have an odometer anymore, right? You're just heavenly, right?
I don't know. What did he do when he was dead?
Hold on. Let me ask. Labby ding dong, slooby,
shabby,
shabby, shooby, fuck, caca. Bing.
Let us see what else be going on in the world. Where's my there it is.
Beta Skay.
So this Republican representative, newly elected.
Oh yeah, man.
Story gets better and fucking better.
I love this guy.
This is amazing.
This dude, I was thinking about this. This guy is a sleeper to take over like a whole news cycle because you don't know what's up with this guy.
Exactly. It's like an onion. It keeps.
That's what I said. I put this up and I said, this guy's an onion.
So Republican Congressman-elect George Santos.
Yes.
Under new scrutiny after a New York Times report that came out a couple days ago.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm drinking a beer. I don't have to work tomorrow, so I'm
that's nice.
Celebrating with an adult beverage.
Right, right.
Earlier this week, the New York Times uncovered a string of apparent outright fabrications.
Yes.
At the heart of some of the most fundamental facts of his life, such as his degree,
yeah,
the college he went to, his work for, I think it was like Goldman Sachs and
right,
shit,
right.
And that he had a dog charity that he sponsored that rehomed thousands of animals and shit.
And he doesn't?
No! Somebody looked into it and none of it.
I didn't hear about that. That's funny. Well, that's shitty. So wait, no dogs got rehomed.
Well, he didn't have anything to do with it, okay. Apparently. He also was openly gay.
Right.
Or claimed to be, which is what they're saying now.
Yeah, yeah. Can I say one thing about the, him lying about rehoming all those dogs?
Sure.
Why, that is a genius lie, because the dog's going to tell on him? I mean, they don't know who rehomed.
The humans that were involved in the transaction.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Occasional.
He's like, George's like, hey, what's his name? George Santos?
Yes.
George is like, listen, don't say shit about me not really rehoming you.
He claims he never experienced discrimination from the Republican Party. Despite his gayitude.
They don't know you're gay. Right? They don't know.
Wait a second. What does this mean? He broke barriers this year when he became the first openly gay non-incumbent GOP. Does that mean somebody came out after they were elected? Must be.
I didn't know he was gay. Did you know he was gay?
Well, he may not know he's gay. Apparently he was divorced. He was married to a woman.
But they're saying
at some point, not that that means
they're saying he was openly gay.
He said it.
But did he tell anybody?
Yeah, he told everybody.
When?
When he was running.
Oh, I don't remember that.
According to court records obtained by the Daily Beast, he appears to be the subject of a previously unacknowledged September 2019 divorce from a woman in Queens County.
Yeah.
The divorce, which he has not discussed publicly, adds new uncertainty to his already shaky biographical and political claims.
Hold on a second. So he's lying about being gay.
I mean, you know, he may have been closeted and married, or maybe he's bi. Maybe, I don't know. He said in October,
yes,
I am openly gay, have never had an issue with my sexual identity in the past decade. I can tell you and assure you I will always be an advocate for LGBTQ folks.
Right.
Responding to criticism about his support for Ron DeSantis's Don't Say Gay bill.
Wait a second, dude. You wait now. You're gay, but you support Don't Say Gay.
Republican.
Don't say you. You're gay.
Less than 2 weeks after his divorce was finalized, he filed the official paperwork to launch his 2020 campaign.
Yes.
While his 2022 campaign bio mentions his husband, who, according to Santos, lives with him and their four dogs on Long Island.
Okay.
He kept his previous marriage out of the public eye entirely.
Right.
It's entirely possible. Where am I reading from? Daily Beast. It's entirely possible Santos, who claims he has never experienced discrimination in the Republican Party, has been living comfortably as an openly gay man for, as he says, more than a decade.
Okay.
So he says he's been living out for more than a decade. Then why did he just file for divorce?
Well, I mean, maybe
2019.
I mean, you can have a, maybe he just wanted to get married, like just to be married and then also, you know, be gay. I guess you could do both.
Well, they say here, people get married for countless reasons, but Santos' situation is curious because he never disclosed his divorce to voters and never reconciled his prior marriage to a woman, which ended just 12 days before he established his first campaign with claims of being a long out and proud gay Republican.
Wait, but, you know, but
maybe it was a Is she from another country? Did he get her a green card?
Somebody's green card.
Did she get him a green card?
Well, I mean,
he's from here.
Right. I guess, like, who cares, right? I mean, but the other things he's lying about is...
Well, he said he was Jewish.
Right.
Did you see that one? This is the new shit that's coming out.
Is he really? Is he like?
Well,
an inflatable well.
Let
person?
Me get to this other.
Why not? Why lie about everything? Just say who you are. I mean, it seems like you're covering every detail anyway.
Okay, so this is weird, and just adds another layer. So what's going on with the weird divorce that you never talked about? Now, claims of CNN claims by incoming Republican Representative George Santos that his grandparents survived the Holocaust as Ukrainian Jewish refugees from Belgium,
right,
who changed their surname to survive, have been contradicted by sources, including family trees compiled by genealogy websites, records on Jewish refugees, and interviews with multiple genealogists.
Right.
Santos, who has called himself half Jewish and a Latino Jew in media appearances, claimed his maternal grandfather was originally from Ukraine and fled to Brazil to escape Nazism.
Yes.
In another telling, he said his grandparents converted to Catholicism during the rise of Nazism in Belgium after they fled Stalin and the Soviet Union.
So,
what?
What is true?
In another telling, he said the family changed their name to survive Nazism.
Yes.
CNN spoke to multiple genealogists who said there's no proof of claims. The misrepresentations of his family history were first reported on Wednesday.
Okay.
Records from the Holocaust Museum and the International Center on Nazi Persecution, which contain records on Jewish refugees, show no mention of Santos's grandparents.
Yeah.
An author and professional genealogist who helped research Santos's family tree said in an email, there's no sign of Jewish and or Ukrainian heritage and no indication of any name changes along the way.
Okay. So maybe it's time for this guy. We need to establish a baseline. What do we know about him? What is the fact we can... fucking name? Do we know his name is George Santos?
We think, I guess.
Is there a birth certificate or something? He's just a con artist, maybe.
In an appearance in late November, he said, I'm very proud of my Jewish heritage. I'm very proud of my grandparents' story. My grandfather fleeing Ukraine... fleeing Stalin's persecution, going to Belgium, finding refuge there.
Yeah.
Marrying my grandmother, her fleeing Hitler, or then fleeing Hitler, going to Brazil.
Right. Well, why were they, you know, the thing is, some people went to Brazil, not necessarily to flee Hitler, but because they were Nazis and they were trying to, you know.
Correct.
You know, so, I mean.
They may have been on the wrong side, you're suggesting?
I don't know. I'm not saying that. We don't know. I don't know. Who the fuck is this guy?
So, there you go. That's what's going on there.
What's that movie? Catch Me If You Can? Is that this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what this is.
I will be back in one moment.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling a little...
Are you okay?
I'm feeling a little ill, actually. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Take it over.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, the George Santos thing is very fucking strange. I mean, I even looked at this article, and I put that article up on... there's an article in Salon about him coming out, but... He was already out. Why is that a story? I guess because he's hiding the divorce. How the fuck can anybody hide a fucking divorce with the internet and shit? I just don't understand why someone can't figure out who the fuck this guy is and just tell us who he is so that we can figure out. I don't know. You know, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Last night I did stand-up comedy at this brewery, and the show was okay. And then I went to this place downtown. this guy was doing stand-up, and he got done. And then my girlfriend was talking to me about his stand-up act, and she told me that she thought it was racist. And then he heard her say that. Oh, my God. He got all mad. But it, you know, I don't know. People are so fucking racist. Hey, are you okay? Oh, okay. Okay. Jeez. You know. I thought racism was dead. I guess it's not. Oh, and I've been trying to post that thing from the drag show that I did, and it won't let me because there's Les Mis music on it. You know, and if I take the sound off, you can't hear everybody laughing and clapping for me, which to me, that's my most favorite part.
Oh, you can put a laugh track in or something.
No, but for real, you cannot put, just because it has Les Mis, I'm not trying to make money off of it. I just want to show it to people. Why can't I do that?
Are you
okay?
Yeah. I was feeling, fighting a headache and I was feeling a little puking. God.
Thank you, Jesus. Shit, man.
Could you put a chyron on it that says Les Mis music with just the words without having the...
Yeah, but then you can't hear...
That's true.
...the audio. But I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to put that on Facebook instead of my Instagram.
Elsewhere in L News...
Yay!
We've got, let me see.
It's like there's these doctors, all they do is sit around all day and make hard-on pills. These old, horrible white people to terrorize, you know, whatever. And yet you have these migraines. What I don't understand is why can't they just make a more powerful Advil to knock out the fucking
headache? But, yeah. You know, a lot of them are...
it's bad for your liver
or
something.
Yeah. Jeez.
Thanks, God. Jeez. Maybe Ganesh did it. Which God gave you migraines?
In fact, I think I'm going to hit the restroom. Sorry.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, dude. That fucking sucks. Yeah, I'd want to find out which guy... I'm sorry. Go ahead. Which God gave... The studio is very tiny. Which God gave you fucking migraines? And I'd fuck that God up. Because that fucking sucks, man. Migraines suck. Wait, this is a news show. I didn't even really look at the... Well, I'm not going to say that. I did. I read the news today, and it reads mostly like The Onion. Because everything looks like satire. But you know, I don't know. I don't know who your representative is, but mine is Matt Gaetz. And it's nuts that... I don't know. Nobody around here really gives a fuck that their representative is a sex trafficker. And lately, when I do comedy in Pensacola, I've just been talking about that. I just look at people in the audience and I say, who voted for Matt Gaetz? And nobody wants to raise their fucking hand. But you know they did. 3 in 5 of you fuckers voted for him. And they never want to raise their hand and fucking admit to it. They never fucking do. And then they get mad. It's like, why are you mad at me? I'm not the one that voted for the fucking sex trafficker, you fuckhead. Yeah, I get booed sometimes. I'm like, why am I getting booed?
Wait, you get booed about Matt Gaetz jokes?
Yes, oh yes. The people are like, boo, boo. It's all, and I'm always like, that's it? That's the only booing you have? So weak. Just like your morals. Are you all right?
Yeah. I'll be okay. This is, let's see if you can name this Republican. The, blank, I'll read the headline, blank. Oh, I'll say Republican senator. So okay. That narrows it down. Blocks bill that would ensure new moms are allowed to breastfeed at work.
A senator blocked this?
Yes.
God.
I know it's difficult because there's so many Republicans.
Wait. I want to go with Ted Cruz, but I feel like it's somebody from this state. I'm going to go with Ted Cruz.
No, I'm sorry.
Ron Johnson?
No. Think about it. Who blocks everything?
Oh, not that fuck. The guy in Kentucky?
Rand Paul? Yeah. Totally Rand Paul.
Explain what he's blocking again. He doesn't want women to breastfeed.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. So, of course, they're against it.
Man.
Now, this is unfortunately named. The Providing Urgent Maternal Protections Pump. I think that's quite the unfortunate name.
I love it. Pump.
Providing Urgent Maternal Protections for Nursing Mothers Act passed the Senate Thursday afternoon through an amendment vote to add it to the 2023 government funding bill.
Pump up the jams. Pump it up.
Passed by 92-5. Even in this Senate.
And one of them was Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Rand Paul.
What a fuck.
Oh, you named Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Ted Cruz. Come on.
No, Mike Lee.
Tom Cotton.
Patrick Toomey.
That's a fuckhead. Who is that?
And Cornyn from Texas.
No, fuck you, you dumb old fuck.
And
you
I guess
fuck
one
yourself.
One abstention.
Wait, I'm getting Cornyn mixed up with a guy from Iowa.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's 5. Rand Paul, Cornyn from Texas, Mike Lee from Utah.
These guys?
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
They want you to give birth 100%. They want you to just pump out babies. But they don't want to help you squirt milk in their mouths. Why not? Why not help them out? Pump is doing some good work. And you know, well, what? Wait, they don't want women to be able to, like, put, they make.
Earlier this month, it says Senate Republicans, many of whom endorsed a federal 15-week abortion ban, which would force people to stay pregnant against their will, blocked a bill to let pregnant workers take bathroom breaks without being fired. We didn't do that story.
Well, yeah, because you have to go to the bathroom sometime more when you're pregnant.
But they blocked
it. You want everybody to be pregnant.
So today, Randy Paul blocked the bill to ensure that new parents are allowed to breastfeed on the job.
You know what? Somebody find his neighbor, buy him another drink.
Senators Patty Murray and Jeff Markley introduced the bill and sought unanimous consent.
It's a no fucking brainer.
To vote on the bipartisan bill, which would allow it to pass through the chamber swiftly. But Rand Paul decided to block a vote because Senator Markley, the sponsor of the bill, didn't include Rand Paul's amendment.
Which was?
That would study the impact of increased regulations on business.
I got it. Part of it is when you, I have a very, it's not a complete understanding of lactation, but here goes. You produce milk, right? And then the milk builds up pressure and you got to get the milk out of your boobs and into a container.
Yeah.
Or else everything explodes or something like that, correct?
Well, I mean, it leaks. It doesn't go off like water balloon.
But then you're missing, you know, you're wasting milk, the whole thing. Why are people involved in this fucking decision? This is so crazy.
I don't know what to tell you.
Just give people a break if they need to lactate. Jesus. What's the difference? You give people a break to pee, right? What's the difference? That's liquid coming out of your body. It's the same fucking thing.
But yeah, I mean, what kind of jobs are people working where they can't take a bathroom break?
I don't know. Maybe this is Twitter.
Like what Dickensian hellscape?
Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. On the Senate floor, Senator Murray called the bill a matter of common sense and basic human decency.
Yeah.
So that's why Rand Paul voted against it.
Right, of course. What a dumb fuck. Rand Paul, are there people in his life, Rand Paul comes home from work and his family are like, God, I can't believe you voted against it. I am so fucking mortified to be related to you. Does that happen?
So he wanted it to cost more, ultimately, because he wanted to add these studies to see how the negative impact of all these evil regulations, like making them let women pee.
You, How much does that cost you?
How much is that going to impact business?
He wants to know what's the price of it.
Right.
What's the price of a pregnant woman taking a piss? I want to know that. God, Rand, that's
how late is my
up.
Amazon package going to be?
Yeah. Jeez. We aren't, people aren't robots, man. It's like, everybody pees. Some people lactate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So there you go, Rand Paul with a wonderful...
Body fluids don't stop for capitalism. You know what I mean?
True. Oh, God, those George Santos stories are crazy.
I don't even... Like, we don't even know who this guy is.
Right, and every day it's more information that he claims.
Yes.
And it's all false.
Right.
And he's vanished. Poof.
From what?
Well, no, as far as I know, no comments from him.
Yeah. About lying about everything? Like, how do you feel that you're lying about all this shit? How do you feel about that? Or what else are you lying about? He's just not saying anything?
It says the New York Attorney General's office is now looking into allegations. I mean, it could be election fraud.
Of George Santos?
In Subway. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because he's misrepresenting himself as a candidate.
Yeah. And may have lied about his income and
right. Well, wait. Do we give a shit about that? I mean, Trump obviously lied about his taxes and lied about a bunch of stuff.
Robert Garcia, congressman-elect, former mayor of Long Beach, Democrat.
Yes.
Tweeted the story about George Santos and said, listen, at this point, I'm hoping he lied about being gay because we don't want him.
I don't think anybody wants George Santos. Well, I mean, is George Santos one of those people like in the Mission Impossible movies where they pull off like a really realistic looking mask at some point? He's just somebody totally different.
Yeah, right.
He's actually Hillary Scooby-Doo. Clinton. Yeah.
Those meddling kids. And speaking of voting.
Yes.
For something. Where's this other story? That.
It's like you got to be the milking police or some shit like that. It's so stupid. It's like, I need a lactation break. How many of you had today? I don't know. You better fill out your chart. God damn it.
Meanwhile, in the House, there was a vote.
Yes.
I can't find it. Let me see.
That to me sounds like big government. You know, when all of a sudden you're charting when people are lactating and taking breaks and who's peeing when. That is big government if I've ever heard.
This is the a provision... meanwhile in the House.
Yes.
The Bipartisan Respect for Child Survivors Act.
Yes.
A law that would aid victims of child sex abuse and their families. This bill, if I remember correctly, popped up after Jim Jordan's boy, Nassar, right? Dr. Nassar. Was diddling all those college students.
Wait. Dr. Nassar was the team doctor in the locker room.
Wasn't he? I think that was him. Or was this a different...
Was he the guy in Michigan, the gym coach that was horrible? God. What perv are we talking about?
Jesus. Larry Nassar, former physician, convicted child rapist. Maybe this is a different...
Yeah, that's Michigan. That's that lunatic up there that was like...
No, he was the U.S. National gymnastics team. Right, that guy.
Right.
Different one.
Different perv.
From what went on
different
over
day,
at. Yeah, yeah,
different
yeah.
Perv.
So I got my. But I think he was the one that spurred this then.
Yeah, this guy was horrible.
And about how the FBI just, you know, fucked it up and like didn't believe the victims and treated the victims like criminals and all. Trying to interview child victims. They just fucked it up.
Right.
So this bill the Respect for Child Survivors Act would address that.
Yeah.
It would require the FBI to form multidisciplinary teams.
Yes.
To aid sex abuse victims and their families in order to prevent re-traumatization from investigation and any cases from being dropped.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The team would include investigative personnel, mental health professionals, medical personnel, family advocacy workers, child yes. advocacy workers, and prosecutors.
And this is in a bill, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is something good that anyone would vote for. Anyone would want this.
From the Senate, the it was bipartisan. John Cornyn
Jesus.
Was one of the sponsors.
Wow, John.
Chris Coons from Delaware. Lindsey Graham Jeez. And Amy Klobuchar jointly okay. introduced it.
Right.
The bill in the House, however, was voted against by 28 Republicans. 28 Republicans.
Well, has to be in the House. 28 people in the House voted against it. And we're talking about Krakens. We're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're talking about Boebert.
Oh, wait, ding.
Ghoster.
Ding. Ding.
Wait, hold on. Wait, we're talking about, we did body language guy, Louis Gohmert. Well, he's already out, right?
No, ding. Still voting.
Okay.
Oh, they're grouped by state here. Interesting.
Jeez. Matt Gaetz? Matt Gaetz, come on, of course. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm honestly surprised.
Bullshit. Liar.
I think even he realized that maybe at this point
you can't
it's
vote
not
for that.
Good. Yeah. It wouldn't be a good look for him to not vote for it. Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Dan Bishop and Virginia Fox, North Carolina, Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
Alabama, Barry Moore and Mo Brooks. Don't forget Mo's still in the house.
You know, I've forgotten all about you, you little fuck.
Man, when Louis leaves. Man, Mo may. Did Mo win re-election?
He I must remember. Have.
I know he ran for Senate and got spanked.
I would assume he won. His representative.
Yeah. I don't know. Louis Gohmert, Troy Niels, Chip Roy, Michael Cloud, and Dr. Feelgood Ronnie Jackson from Texas. Look at Texas.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Over-representing there.
Is this the Tea Party or is this a different thing?
These are Tea Partiers that evolved into Trumpies, into Trumpists, I think.
Right.
Into the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, that's right. Is Kirk Cameron included in this list?
Georgia, Andrew Clyde, Jody Heiss, Austin Scott, and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's right, baby.
Kentucky, James Comer. Oh, Thomas Massey.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's about him.
Rick Crawford from Arkansas, Byron Donalds and John Rutherford are for the Floridians that voted against.
They voted against it, guys. Wow.
Bob Good, Virginia, Clay Higgins, Louisiana, Tom McClintock, California, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania.
Norman is a fuck.
Yeah, so Scott Perry. Matt Rosendale, Montana, and Jeff Van Drew. I don't think I've ever heard him in New Jersey.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves, all of you, but especially that one. Who is that one that you just mentioned?
Ralph Norman?
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
South Carolina?
Do you hear what he said when Zelensky visited the White House? He's like, nothing I heard him say changed my mind about not giving funding to Ukraine or some shit like that.
Well, you saw that even though Matt Gaetz seems to be wanting to help child sex victims, he and Boebert were the two that sat down when Zelensky was getting a standing ovation.
That's fucked up.
And they were like looking on their phones and shit during his speech. Just childish.
What if we were loathsome. Under attack? What if we were under attack by an invading force? Part of the country was occupied. Do you have no empathy, I guess? None. No. What if Canada rolled in here and took our shit? Then what? That could be us.
The bill supported by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, the National District Attorneys Association, Army of Survivors, the National Children's Alliance, Keep Kids Safe, Together for Girls, Darkness to Light. These are all different foundations.
Yes.
The Monique Burr Foundation for Children, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
Yes.
SNAP. Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. There's a network. That's how prevalent. And the Brave Movement, it is expected to pass the Senate. So,
yay! That's good.
Despite the assholes. 28.
What is Ralph Norman like? Or Thomas Massie or any of these fucks?
We assholes.
Matt Gaetz is on the right side of this, oddly. But I think you're right. He just can't. You can't be against this. I mean, it's just like, it's too much, right?
Actually, I didn't add up the totals. Maybe he didn't vote.
Oh, I bet that's...
Oh, 18 didn't vote.
Oh, he didn't vote then.
You think he didn't?
Yeah, obviously. Come on. That's the easiest way out for him.
So congratulations, guys. 28, voting against protecting child sex abuse victims.
But
which is their thing.
Yes, right. It is their thing.
Everybody's a groomer. Everyone's a pedo.
Well, here's a bill that will do something about it. Wait a second. Are you guys that, then?
I don't know what to tell you. The... 28. And Andy Biggs is the guy who is running against Kevin McCarthy to be speaker.
And Andy Biggs voted against this.
Yes.
I thought Andy Biggs was less crazy than Kevin McCarthy. I mean, is that a discussion or is that...
Oh, no. I think Andy Biggs is probably crazier than... Kevin McCarthy is the ultimate opportunist. There was a story that, like, one of his mentors in the Republican Party or something like that has turned on him and is like, listen, Kevin will say whatever it takes to get that Speaker of the House.
Who is his fucking mentor?
I don't remember what the story was.
Strom Thurmond. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy's mentor. Boy, I'd keep that bit of info under my hat. I'm that fascist. I'm his mentor. Good job.
Like he'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And say anything to anyone.
He's shameless.
And then turn around and lie about the lie.
But then he kind of lost his shit, didn't he? When during the insurrection, he got all upset.
A supporter and confidant. So mentor, oh. I guess, was that's in it. My imagination.
Right. It's not like Yoda to Obi-Wan.
This is over at the New Yorker. What Kevin McCarthy will do to gain power. The Republican leader's ambition has always been his defining characteristic. Attempting to placate both Trumpists and moderates may lead to his downfall.
How are you going to do that, Kevin? The only way I don't under... Listen, how would that happen? Did you see the insurrection? Those people...
Yeah, he was inside it.
Those people can't, like... You can't get them to meet in the middle with whatever moderates exist in the Republicans. What does he think?
Which is why they think he's just going to turn around and probably, hopefully, shank Margie and her crazies. Because remember, we did the story yesterday, I think, where he supported that crazy email from the Freedom Caucus that said any senator that votes for the omnibus will never have any piece of legislation, no matter how trivial, will never be considered in this House. And Kevin McCarthy was like, yeah, totally.
But, I mean, what kind of threat is that from the Republicans? They're just the obstruction party. That's like saying, we're going to be the same. We're going to be the same as we've always been. If you do anything to cross us, we're going to fuck you.
Also, in the news, so there's a couple of Republican votes, of Republicans voting Republican.
Yay, perfect.
First, the child sex abuse victims, and then the breastfeeding women.
God damn it, dude. You want everybody to be pregnant. Guess what? That's a lot of lactating. You got to let people lactate properly or everything gets fucked up.
And it's just Rand Paul being petty because they wouldn't put in that ridiculous study that he wants.
Oh, yes. The dumb study to find out the negativity right. of letting people breastfeed or
he's obviously not squealing about the cost because he's adding cost to it. He wants studies done.
I mean,
talk to the owners of the businesses that have to deal with these women with their breasts spewing all over the place.
So let me understand something. I own a business.
Yeah.
There's someone there that lactates and is pregnant. I don't know. And then Rand Paul is going to send somebody to do a study, say, hi, Mr. Pfeiffer. Tell me the negative impact of that person over there lactating during business hours.
Yes.
And then I have to quantify that financially, how much her relieving her milk sack cost me. I don't
Apparently,
know.
Apparently,
yeah. $5, you dumb shit. I don't fucking know, man.
I want to study.
God.
It says there's a pundit on telly.
I mean, you know, if you got a lactate, that's the way it is.
I clicked on the wrong story, but this one's interesting too. Legal expert suspects DOJ flipped Mark Meadows.
Ooh.
In two Trump probes.
Ooh, yes.
A legal expert is saying witness transcripts likely reveal that the possibility that Mark Meadows has flipped.
Shit.
And is cooperating with investigators.
Right.
His former aide, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified to the House Select Committee that Meadows' spokesman, Ben Williams, called her. We talked about this already. And urged her to say she didn't recall stuff.
Well, urged her. Can I translate that? Told her to lie.
According to Hutchinson, Williamson said, that's Meadows' spokesman, Mark wants me to let you know he knows you're loyal and he knows you'll do the right thing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that you're going to protect him and the boss.
Shit.
And this is Mark Goodman, who was a former prosecutor, legal expert.
Right. Mark Meadows is leaning on Cassidy Hutchinson to lie. Is that what is happening, or sending that person?
Yeah. Former special counsel, I mean, for Department of Defense, Ryan Goodman, said that should be enough evidence to squeeze Meadows.
Right. I mean, that's what is that witness into cooperating, tampering, or telling somebody a lie?
That's it. Quote, essentially exhibit one for the trial of Mark Meadows for witness tampering. With this kind of criminal exposure, it's easy to imagine Meadows has flipped and cooperating with justice.
You know, if I'm Merrick Garland, I show up at Mark Meadows' house. His kids are out there playing. I don't know. I say, hey, Mark, I just want to talk to you. Hey, you better cooperate with us, or you're going to die in jail, you dumb fuck. And then you just watch Mark just get all upset and cry. And he's like, Merrick, let me tell you what went on. Is that how they flipped him?
Well, even if it's not true, what a better way to get him to flip than to get Trump? Because once Trump reads this,
it's the only way, though. That's the only way. The only way to get the Republicans to ever do the right thing is with a fuck ton of leverage. That's all. Leveraged into doing the right thing. The GOP.
It looks like Trump has just been doing some retruthing.
I just been filling my diaper.
He retruthed Dan Bongino. Today is December 22nd, 2022, and Joe Biden is the worst president in U.S. history.
I don't know. Citations saying that. I want to see that in the New York Times or HuffPo, that article. Citations, Bongino.
Then he retruthed his own video. I don't know what this is.
No.
Is this by my cards?
Every single Republican should vote no on the ludicrous, unacceptable $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. It's a disaster for our country, and it also happens to be a disaster for the Republican Party because they can stop it. Biden and the radical Democrats are...
This is edited.
Well, of course.
This is edited.
They're trying to smarten him up, right?
And it seems to be all the times that he's on the teleprompter is left in. Because you know right at this point, Jeez. He's like, and you know, everybody knows it, that Biden's right. crook and Hillary's right. crooked. And then he goes back to the...
Does he have any NFTs left?
He looks like he's really squinty. like squinting. Is that Adderall?
He's just trying to read.
For the Republican Party, because they can stop it. Biden and the radical Democrats are trying to ram through this monstrosity in the dark of night when no one has even had a chance to read. It's over 4,000 pages crammed with left-wing disasters.
Crammed with left-wing disasters. So he retruthed that.
4,000 pages. You'll never read that.
That goes on
fuck.
For two more minutes. I can't subject our listeners to that.
Yeah, sorry about that. This guy. This guy, Trump, is a disaster.
You know, some Laura Ingraham's shit.
Yay.
Something about Liz Cheney.
Yes.
Some guy said, "Dear Liz Cheney, the American people, not politicians, get to decide who's fit for office. Mm-hmm. And your constituents back in Wyoming didn't think you were fit for office anymore. Good riddance." Trump retruthed that one.
Well, whatever is she going to do? Liz Cheney's like, "Oh, I'm not in the government in Wyoming anymore. I think I'll move to Manhattan." That might happen, don't you think?
Then he says, "No amnesty. Our border is open because Joe Biden has ordered it to be open and because Biden has broken the law and torn it into shreds. He has shredded our system. He is destroying our country. We need a total ban on Biden using taxpayer dollars to free illegal aliens."
What?
"And criminal penalties for administrative noncompliance." Oh, yes. Stephen Miller wrote this.
That has Nazi fingerprints, doesn't it?
Yeah. "We need a total ban on Biden using taxpayer dollars to free illegal aliens.
Nine!
And criminal penalties for administrative noncompliance," jeez, "which happens every single minute of every single day."
God, somebody change his Pampers.
Married kid.
Bleh! Yeah,
that'll ruin your day, huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody fucked Stephen Miller. I mean, that somebody.
Allegedly.
Get that person some electrolytes or something. I mean, that's horrible. You let a vampire inside you. Ooh, the coldness.
People are still saying that Kevin McCarthy is short votes.
Shit. Sorry, Kevin. What's your plan B if you don't get Speaker?
Who knows? I mean,
just go back to being a boring old representative. Just sit there with your thumb up your ass. Fucking sword fight with Rand Paul. You know what I mean? And do nothing. Isn't that their thing?
There's stories that he's plotting something, some kind of revenge against Margie and her
shit,
and her cabal, and that he wants to figure out a way to not be beholden to them. But good luck. You have a three seat lead. You need every single one of those assholes about.
And to be fair, similar things happen on the Democratic side. Is AOC plotting anybody's demise over there?
Well, they did for a while. Remember, they thought there was a replace Nancy movement.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't like this.
But when it comes down to it, they still vote.
Right. They don't say, "Oh, let's just burn everything to the fucking ground and let the Republicans take over because we can't get everything we fucking want." Like these goddamn Trumpists. Crazy.
And their crazy shit is good shit.
Yes!
Their crazy shit is, "Hey, let's raise the minimum wage."
Right.
Their crazy shit is, "Hey, let's let women breastfeed their fucking children."
Yeah. You don't let anybody, you got to make, everybody's got to have.
They're beautiful children.
Everybody's got to have a baby. That's what the Republicans want. With that comes lactation.
Yeah, but don't bring it to work. And they don't want women working. Let's put it out there. They want to go back to the days.
How are they going
to
afford these babies?
When the 1950s sitcom where the wife was at home vacuuming in a perfect dress.
Yeah.
While the husband was out earning the money, and he would come home and that dinner would be ready for him, and all the kids would be washed and shut the fuck up at the dinner table, and dad would rule in his white man kingdom.
But wasn't Coca-Cola like 90% cocaine back then?
No, that was early 1900s.
No, that wasn't the 19...
No.
I learned that at a Coca-Cola museum.
I believe they had taken the cocaine out by the 40s or 50s, right?
Right.
Didn't they?
I don't know.
Wasn't it a thing, what was it, allegedly drop an aspirin in a Coke and that would activate the cocaine or something?
I never heard that.
Wives' tale?
Somebody said their grandfather had some their grandmother's feet were turned black by a Coca-Cola, by drinking Coca-Cola.
Wow.
That I knew.
Probably
not true. Bless you.
Let me sneeze again.
God bless you. The human body is perfect, except for the sneezing, the migraines.
Coca-Cola did, in fact, once contain cocaine. When the popular drink was invented, it was first marketed as a patent medicine.
Yes!
Cocaine was legal at the time and was a common ingredient in medicines. The cocaine in the drink, and later its removal, presented a delicate public relations problem for the company in its early years.
We're going to serve you the same shit, but without the cocaine, okay?
If the company responded to attacks by telling the truth, they would be admitting that the drink did once have cocaine in it.
Right.
The implication would be that they had removed it because it was harmful, which might open the door to lawsuits.
Yes, you're spiking drinks with cocaine.
Right. According to the book For God, Country, and Coca-Cola.
Jeez.
By author Mark Pendergrast.
Right.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, go buy that book. Learn all about...
the book, buy the ebook, probably buy the audiobook.
Yeah, it's a good stocking stuffer.
I listen to audiobooks all the time.
Yeah. Well, actually, you don't even need to put them in your stocking. They're in your... They're in the ether.
Right?
They're in your cloud.
Right.
There is no stock. It's in your e-stocking.
Now you buy gift cards for people or e-cards. You just email them their Christmas gift.
Hang out in VR.
Here's your code.
Yeah, don't touch me.
The original recipe brewed in 1886 included cocaine, but the drug was eliminated from the recipe just after the turn of the century. So for 14 good years.
14 years! They're like, the business people are like, let me understand this again. We think we're still going to be able to sell Coca-Cola without the cocaine. Okay?
There's a claim that early cocaine, or Coke bottle, contained 3.5 grams of Coke. That's their Snopes is saying that's unlikely, but they don't know because they haven't found any from the time period to analyze it. Yeah. And no one will admit to the recipe.
Right. It's not much of a secret recipe if you're putting a bunch of cocaine in it. God, medicine, all kinds of medicine. So people think they're getting better for something, but they just have this crazy energy.
They think it was 1/400th of a grain of cocaine per ounce of syrup.
Okay.
I don't know what that translates
to.
By 1902, and the drink was cocaine-free by 1929. When the decocainization, that's a word, cocainization, the decocainization process was perfected. So they lied. Earlier, they said it was taken out by the turn of the century, but I guess most of it was. And then it was totally cocaine-free by 1929.
That's smart. They step everybody down. How nice.
Now I want to look up the aspirin and see if I'm crazy if I remember that.
So in 1902, they just took most of it out, but not all of it. But then kept some of it in there and for 30 fucking years, nearly. For 30 fucking years, what happened in 1929? You're like, all right, let's get the rest of it out of there.
Wait a second. There's a story for this in the Atlantic several years ago. Why we took cocaine out of soda.
Okay. Yeah.
We need to know why?
Well, yeah.
When cocaine and alcohol meet inside a person, they create a third unique drug. Called coca ethylene.
It's called like lunacy. It's called like let's fight and stab.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. So there you go. But it was originally supposed to be a medicine.
Right.
And there is a urban legend that if you mix Coca-Cola and aspirin, then it would fuck you up somehow. Right. But it's not. It's a lie. All lies.
Jeez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Look at the time flying. We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday.
Jeebus. The cocaine is. The Coca-Cola is flying off the shelf.
Coca-Cola flying off of the shelf.
Did they not tell anybody that they were taking the cocaine out of it, I wonder?
You know, I think they, you know, around the same time they were realizing that cocaine is bad.
Yeah.
And, so they didn't want, they didn't want people to know that it was in there, and they didn't want lawsuits. So they didn't want to admit it.
Right. I tell you, man, it's like that. What a brutal time. In 1900, there's a progressive saying, you know what? I think we have to take the cocaine out of the Coca-Cola. Fuck you, virtue signaler! Kill him!
Cocaine is bad, okay?
Gosh, tell you. You're having a weird day at the general store. Everybody's lining up outside for the Coca-Cola. On day one, there's no more cocaine. I mean, there must have been fights outside.
What else is going on in the news?
I want to return this shit! It's not like it was.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy's still short votes. I got that one. I don't know how I ended up. How I ended up over there? How did we end up with Coke and?
Oh, shit! I don't know.
We segue.
Right.
We segue like crazy here on the show.
That's right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go buy a Segway.
Are they still selling Segways?
I think so.
I would assume so, right? I guess.
What's going to replace that?
Didn't all those e-scooters kind of steal some of their vibe?
You know, the electronic transportation industry, like this green transpo shit, honestly, the most green form of transportation ever is VR. To meet someone in a virtual place is the most environmentally friendly option for traveling.
Right.
I bet there's a lot of people.
I mean, you're not really meeting anyone, but.
Yeah. I bet there are a lot of people emptying their bank accounts, giving themselves alcohol poisoning at like Midway Airport. But you could have gone and saw your family in VR.
Well, if their flights are canceled, hopefully they're going home and hopefully they're not like stuck on a fucking layover or something like that.
Everybody at Dallas-Fort Worth right now, there's a bunch of people probably stuck on connecting flights.
The founders came from England, of course. They had the House of Lords. I didn't know till this week that the House of Lords is an unelected body. It's not elected by the people. They are chosen by the House of Commons and the monarchy and others that they look for in the House of Lords experts.
I think there are some seats that are still legacy.
Yes.
I could be wrong. I know. We'll probably hear from
some of
our beloved listeners across the pond. That the House of Lords, there are still some. And there's some like bishops,
yeah,
that get in just because they're bishops.
Yeah, do you think there's British listeners listening right now, just really appreciating Shane Vaughn explaining their government?
Right,
right. What the fuck is he talking about? Is he getting it? What's he missing here? It sounds like he has a very good understanding of things.
The House of Lords, also known as the House of Peers.
Hello?
P-E-E-R, not like Piers Morgan.
Right.
Is the upper house of the Parliament of the United Kingdom. Membership is by appointment, heredity, or official function.
Right. Why is Shane Vaughn dick deep in all this shit?
House of Commons. Remember, now he's got a hard-on for getting rid of... which amendment is it that's direct?
He wants
election of senators. 17th?
Right, he wants representatives picked by Jesus or God or
the state legislators.
Right,
he doesn't want the people to vote.
Yes,
he wants the crazy Republican over gerrymandered state legislators
just to pick
to choose the senators.
And you don't really need gerrymandering at that point, do you?
So now he's crowing about. Well, look at this. Hey, look at this House of Lords. Look what they do there.
Did somebody get this motherfucker BritBox for Christmas or something? Jeez.
They are chosen by the House of Commons and the monarchy and others that they look for in the House of Lords experts in business and finance and medical fields and, you know, people that, that can contribute.
I don't know if that's the case. I think there's a lot of people who are suggesting that the House of Lords should be somehow more democratically elected.
Does anybody listening that's in the UK House of Lords or whatever and wants to message us on Facebook or Twitter and let us know if Shane Vaughn is correct?
Yeah, it seems like it's like they're just a bunch of nitties that can basically just slow stuff down. The House of Lords scrutinizes bills that have been approved by the House of Commons.
Right.
It regularly reviews and amends bills from the Commons, while it is unable to prevent bills from passing into law. Except in certain limited circumstances, it can delay bills and force the Commons to reconsider their decisions.
You know, I mean, this sounds crazy, but think about what they have over there. Universal health care, public transportation, lots of good things that we don't have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we shitting on this?
Well, the House of Commons has a defined number of members. The number of members in the House of Lords is not fixed. Holy shit. Currently it has 786 sitting members.
Holy fuck. Do they all vote?
No offense, England, but tiny England has 786 just in one house of their legislator. Sure, legislature. We have 435, 535 with the Senate representing 380 million people.
You're saying that our representatives need to be expanded, the number.
Oh, it should have been a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not realistic.
Right.
There's one congressional rep for all of Alaska, I think.
Yeah. Same with Montana. Or no, where was Liz Cheney?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I've been to Wyoming. There's two people there.
So interesting with the House of Lords there. So, you know, Shane Vaughn doesn't have the total details, but he doesn't care. He just wants...
Right.
He's wistful.
What, did he read some weird blog or something?
Doesn't he forget? Hasn't he masturbated to the revolution?
Yeah, it was against...
The godly revolution against the evil king of England, and now he's like, look at how they do it over there!
Gosh, Shane, didn't you see Hamilton?
Experts in business and finance and medical fields and, you know, people that can contribute to the governance of a nation, people with experience. And so our Senate is supposed to be modeled after the House of Lords, and it's a totally unelected body. And we must return.
Who says it's supposed to be modeled after the House of Lords?
Right. We broke from them. Does anybody say that? I mean, you might say, Shane, that people compare it to that, but it wasn't supposed to be that because they called it something different.
And they still had a king that, like, meant shit.
Right.
That was could order shit back then.
That was the point.
Right.
We broke away and didn't have a king.
And we must return, in my opinion. If we don't, here's the deal. If we don't return and repeal the 17th Amendment, and we've repealed the 18th Amendment, so I don't know why we couldn't repeal the 17th Amendment. If we don't do this in purple states or even states that are not completely red, I just don't see how we ever take the Senate back, ever.
Well, I do. Do you know how you take the Senate back? The Republicans support marriage equality.
Right.
A woman's right to choose. You know, universal health care would be a good one. Maybe vote yes on some of these infrastructure bills so we can have some streetlights in this bitch.
So, I mean, once again, Shane Vaughn just saying, look, we can't win elections anymore. We gotta fix it.
No. The lunatics like you your numbers are dying off, but the ones who remain are oh so crazy.
Let us see what else is going on. I saw a headline, you know, with this weather, and it's funny that this has to be the headline. Texas grid is holding up.
It sounds like they're talking to Scotty on the Enterprise. I mean, come on. The Texas grid. Shit. What? Should we join the Texas grid and pull off the national grid?
Well, who knows what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. We're fucked.
Didn't we? We had some of those newspapers that were lying about the electric company, right? FPL.
Oh, I thought that was...
It was Alabama and here.
Oh, it was both. Perfect. Well, newspapers that were getting paid by the power industry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice. That's a great idea. If a journalist is saying something you don't like, give them some money and then ask them to say something different.
Well, here's why Confederate is trending. West Point.
Okay.
Will remove Confederate symbols from its campus.
Yay! Good job, guys! You had some still?
West Point had Confederate symbols.
With the Confederacy lost.
Before turning against the U.S. military to command the Confederate Army, Robert E. Lee served as superintendent of West Point, the hallowed military academy that produced patriots like Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur, Dwight Eisenhower. But in the coming days, the storied academy will take down a portrait of Lee dressed in his Confederate uniform from its library, where it has been hanging since the 1950s. It's going to storage. It will also remove the stone bust of the Civil War's top Southern general at Reconciliation Plaza. And Lee's quote about honor will be stripped from the Academy's Honor Plaza, whatever that is.
You know, that would be like, let's say there was a blockbuster in Milwaukee, and one month, Jeffrey Dahmer was employee of the month, and then all the cannibalism happened, but they left his picture up there as employee of the month. This is very similar.
It includes a trio of bronze panels.
Jesus Christ.
11 feet tall, 5 feet wide, depicting significant events and figures in U.S. history, including Benjamin Franklin and Clara Barton. But the oversized plaques, dedicated in 1965, not only featured Lee and other supporters of the Confederacy, but an image of an armed man in a hood with Ku Klux Klan. Oh, my God. Written below. This has been hanging up.
Rip the shit the fuck out. God, guys, give it up for West Point,
holy
everybody.
Shit, West Point has a Klan guy.
We had the civil rights movement in the
60s.
Nobody during the whole Black
Lives. These were
lives.
Put in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
1965.
And then it said Robert E. Lee's photo has been hanging since the 50s.
Right, right, right.
Not the 1850s, but the 1950s.
Wow.
People just... I don't know.
So there you go. I can't wait to go over to Fox News and read those comments over there or to this story. This is NPR.
Is it weird that West Point would set aside space to honor a traitor? The enemy?
No.
I guess it's not weird. I mean, it's odd. I mean, you're walking around West Point. It's like, what's up with the Robert E. Lee shit? Didn't he fight us?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Long overdue, it says. West Point moves to vanquish Confederate symbols from campus.
Good job, guys. Congratulations. Boy, oh boy. Look at that progress. We're going to take the gold image of that Klan guy that we've been glorifying. We're going to take that down. What are they going to do with it? Yard sale? Or maybe they'll sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
I don't know why the term moron is trending. There's so many choices.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Boebert and Gates sitting down. Got a lot of great press.
Are they friends?
Maybe.
Boebert, but MGT is close with Matt Gates. They went on tour together.
Yeah, they're MGT and Boebert are actively fighting, right?
Yeah. So I don't know how Matt Gates could... still be besties with MTG and then hang out with Boebert.
This is Salon. Far-right representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Lauren Boebert of Colorado refused to be screened by Capitol Security before scrolling through their phones during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's speech to Congress.
God damn.
Two Capitol police officers stopped the pair, informed them they needed to go through the metal detector before entering the chamber. Gates was heard briefly questioning the officer's direction.
What the fuck, Matt?
Before turning away. Mr. Gates, an officer said, as Gates and Boebert decided to just blow through the screening and enter the chamber anyway.
Fuck yeah. I mean, see, like, that's what's happening. They don't even want to do the right thing. Why don't they want to go through a metal detector?
I would want them especially to go through a metal detector. They're pro-Putin. They're anti-Zelensky. Right. They're on Team Putin when it comes to this.
What are they looking for? They like this story, and now they look like victims for their little maggot followers. That's what's going on. They're showboating, right? They're showing off for the cameras. Boebert's like, you know what we should do? Refuse to walk through the security part and tell everybody to fuck off, and then we can raise money off of it. There's going to be fundraising emails.
Oh, yeah.
About this, right?
Look at how Matt Gaetz wouldn't stand up to the Nazi supporter from Ukraine.
Why don't they want to go through the screening, though?
Because they're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
The Boebert and Gates were repeatedly captured by cameras. Other Republicans declined to stand at times also.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan.
I
don't know who she is. Diana Harsh.
You know, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan wouldn't even stand up for his kids on that wrestling team and make that guy stop jacking off. Zelensky is fighting Putin.
Diana Harshbarger from Tennessee. Warren Davidson, Ohio. And Representative Michael Cloud from Texas also didn't stand, though they applauded parts of the speech.
Oh, how nice. Good job, dumb fucks. This guy's fighting Russia.
Other far-right lawmakers who oppose additional aid to Ukraine, including MTG and Josh Hawley, didn't show up.
Damn!
Didn't even show up for the speech.
Why, if you disagree with something, you don't show up? I mean, aren't you in the government? Don't you have to govern even if you disagree with what?
Are you asking Republicans?
I guess.
Fuck it.
Adam Kinzinger tweeted, I couldn't imagine looking at myself in the mirror if I was Gates or Boebert.
Right.
Smugly sitting on their hands while history was made and a real hero addressed us. Imagine caring more about performance art than actual human lives.
Yeah, and you missed that moment. You missed seeing Zelensky speak.
Democrat Richie Torres from New York tweeted, Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz stand with Putin. Most of America stands with Zelensky and the people of Ukraine.
Yeah.
The contrast between the far right and most of America has never been more glaring.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking crazy. I think one thing Rachel Maddow gets so right, they're on Earth, too. Like, all these people are operating on just lies.
Yeah.
Fiction.
Wow, from the who gives a fuck what this person thinks department. Mm-hmm. Meghan McCain.
From the
Seriously?
View?
Yeah. Formerly.
No.
The daughter of late Senator John McCain called Boebert and Gates an embarrassment.
Okay.
She tweeted, have some respect for the man who stands in front of you and get off your phones.
Right. Right.
Look at Meghan stumbling into the right thing for once.
I agree with her. Put your fucking phone down, you dumb shit. Just quit chatting with Roger Stone, Matt.
Gates, this is a tweet from a journalist. Gates asked if Zelensky's speech swayed him at all on Ukraine, said it did not. I attended out of respect, not agreement. Asked if there was anything compelling in the speech, Gates said, I love the fashion choices.
Oh, my God.
Did you see some of those assholes? Some of the Republicans are aghast.
Yes.
That he wore
fatigues.
His and his sweatshirt.
That's his look. That's his thing. He's obviously
he's in a war.
He wants to send a message.
Yeah.
What do you think? He wants to send images of him like chilling out by the pool back to Ukraine?
If he had worn a suit, they would have said, look at him with his $1,000 suit. You can't make these scumbags happy at all.
Yeah, Zelensky's a comedian. I would say if you're in town, if you happen to come to Florida, I will put you up. If you want to do some time or set,
making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China, providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Is that Mitch
look
the
at,
bitch?
Yeah, look at cocaine slash Moscow Mitch.
I think he's lying, though. I don't think that's true.
You don't think it's most Republicans?
No, I don't. Right? It's not, though. There are a lot of them that are anti-Zelensky.
Yeah.
I mean, the solidarity is kind of on the Democratic side with that.
And one thing they, you know, the weenie ones will say,
yes,
is, well, you know, I support Ukraine. I just don't support a blank check. And there is zero. There are zero people out there that have suggested
a blank check.
A blank check.
Well, and then I would suggest this. Then what do we do with all that money? Then what is the point of all that money, though? If we're going to have all this money and not spend every dime to save Europe, who cares? Spend the money. What else do you have it for? That's what I don't understand. Send the money, send the weapons. What else do we have them for? It is. We should give them a blank check. It's for all their marbles.
Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Jeebus.
I just saw a fake... I was looking at Twitter. I just saw a fake headline on the Sun.
Yeah.
Making fun of Rupert Murdoch. Stop buying this fuck paper, this fucking newspaper, you thick twats. Just saying.
You thick twats, you.
You thick twats. So, yeah, stay warm, everybody.
Yay!
With all the shit that's going on.
It's cold as fuck.
Cold as fuck here.
Right. What happened to global warming then?
Exactly.
Well, that's what they'll be saying as they're huddled around the airport bar.
What time is it? I should do this story. Oh, here's another one. This is a quick one.
Okay.
The keyboardist for Journey.
Right.
Named Jonathan Cain.
Okay.
Has been served a cease and desist order by his bandmate, Neil Schon.
Okay.
By their attorneys.
Yes.
His performance of the band's 1981 hit song, Don't Stop Believin', at Trump's Mar-a-Lago property.
Oh, my God.
With a backup chorus of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Don Trump Jr., fiance Kim Guilfoyle, and Carrie Lake backing him up, prompted the letter.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Jesus. Well, Neil Schon is the guy that actually, they didn't want Journey to do Don't Stop Believing and all the ballads. They wanted to be rock.
Right, right.
And they resisted that shit, and they were wrong.
The cease and desist order, I'm reading from the rap, begins by outlining that by appearing in Trump videos and playing Journey songs, Cain has made it seem like the full membership of Journey supports Trump. Quote, although Mr. Cain is free to express his personal beliefs and associations, when he does that on behalf of Journey or for the band.
Yes.
Such conduct is extremely deleterious to the Journey brand.
No shit.
As it polarizes the band's fans and outreach.
Thank you, Journey.
Journey is not and should not be political.
Thank you, Neil Schon.
Mr. Cain's unauthorized affiliation of Journey with the politics of Donald Trump has the band's fans up in arms, as is demonstrated.
Fuck that pun! Open arms is closed.
Open arms.
Oh, you.
As is demonstrated by a sample of the attached emails and Twitter comments. Oh, I don't have the attached, sadly. God. This has caused, continues to cause irreparable harm to the Journey band brand, its fan base, and earning potential, especially in light of the forthcoming tour. Mr. Kane has no right to use Journey for politics. His politics should be his own personal business. He should not be capitalizing on Journey's brand to promote his personal, political, or religious agenda to the detriment of the band.
Well, you know what, Neil? I got some bad news for you. I see many karaoke nights here, and I guarantee you, there's some nasty-ass swamp maggots singing your music.
The letter adds that before expressing the senders do not wish to, quote, add to the animosity between the two bandmates. That means there is animosity.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, hey, you fuck off. Boy, I'd lose my mind.
Trump standing next to Newt.
He was singing Journey. Newt's mouth, his mouth was moving.
I think he was talking to Trump.
It looked like he was saying, don't stop believing or something.
No, he was talking to Don Jr. Oh, that's him playing the, Jonathan Cain playing the keys.
Jonathan Cain. You fuck. You fuck. Shame on you. Don't stop believing. Oh, my God.
The song has experienced a resurgence after it graced the soundtrack of...
Monster.
The Sopranos, nearly 30 years after its initial release.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sean, it's pronounced?
I thought it was Neil Sean.
Sean? S-C-H-O-N. Is just frustrated that he keeps losing in court and is now falsely claiming the song has been used at political rallies, said a spokesman for Cain.
No more. No more. No more Journey at Mar-a-Lago. That's what I like that song.
Sean and former lead singer Steve Perry have previously disapproved of the song being used in association with Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
Earlier in the fall, Sean, the Journey's founding lead guitarist, aired a disagreement with Cain about the band's American Express card.
What?
Sean sued Cain under the claim he had, quote, been improperly restricted in access to the Journey American Express card.
Boy, I tell you what, don't fuck up access to that, man. That's what I want access to. Jeez.
Yeah, for some reason, Cain, does Cain have the...
Is he OG?
Why does he have the keys to the Amex account?
No pun intended. Is he OG?
Cain?
OG Journey?
I think so, yeah.
The original? God, you bastard.
These are just two of the more recent tiffs between members of the band, which has suffered more broadly from other contentions between the same and different bandmates. In 2020, Sean introduced the use of the anthem by Trump... Oh, excuse me, addressed the use of the anthem by Trump, whose spiritual advisor, Paula White, has been married to Cain for 8 years. I forgot about that.
That's it. I did too. Well, I forgot
all about that.
Jonathan Cain, you're a fucking Nazi. You're a fucking Nazi, man. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
You Christian nationalist fucking wacko. Don't make me cancel Journey. Do not make me, but I fucking will. I don't give a shit. I'm melting all my Journey CDs, and I will listen to Styx. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. God, Jonathan Cain. You're an artist, right? He's a musician.
Yeah.
How are you that in that world? That world of fascism where everything has to fit in a little Nazi box and there's no room for creativity. You fuck. Listen to the lyrics of your own music, you Nazi. My God. Jesus.
Just crazy.
No more.
For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka te de baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike didi ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here.
Angels from Africa are coming to get you. Yes. That's who Jonathan Cain married? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Jonathan Cain married Paula White?
Yeah.
God, the people in Journey, it's like...
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a thing where it's like the band is like, God, man, have you seen Jonathan's social media? It's really fucked up. And it just gets worse and worse. Like, he's marrying somebody named Paula White. Do you know who the fuck that is? That's this weird person that speaks in tongue. And then here you go. You're at Mar-a-Lago. Playing Don't Stop Believing. Fascism. Insidious.
Sean said, I've stated how I felt about mixing religion and politics and how our music is not of one religion, Democratic or Republican. This is and has been an issue with myself, Mr. Kane, and his wife. I've had to fight this whole time to protect the brand I built with Steve Perry way before Greg and I picked Kane to replace himself. Oh, so he was an OG when he wanted to retire from the road back then.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I'm tired of having to fend all by myself.
Right. Jeez.
There you go.
I mean, it's like, but they're like,
I wonder
like,
if Kane was in the Don't Stop Believing. Like, is he credited as, you know, one of the writers?
Yeah, did you
or
write that,
or,
you dumb Nazi? I mean, because it's like, they can say it's like, this music is for everybody. And it's like, the line is fascist or not fascist, I think. You're either a Nazi or you're not a fucking Nazi.
Don't Stop Believing shares writing credits between the band's vocalist Steve Perry, guitarist Neil Sean, and keyboardist Jonathan Kane.
Shit, man, didn't you take 2/3 of that song from him or something? He's a keyboardist. Did it really take all three of you fuckers to write that? I mean, it's the same lyrics over and over again, and no offense. Right? We've written scripts and we can't repeat words.
Well, yeah.
You guys can.
But those aren't songs.
No.
Also, in the waning moments, a few minutes, actually 10 minutes or so of the show.
Does anybody really know what Don't Stop Believing's about, though? I mean, what is it about?
Don't Stop Believing. Well, they think it's Don't Stop Believing Trump's going to be president again, and white people will rule. this story is, well, I'm torn. Let's do this one. Maybe we'll save this for tomorrow.
Is it Jeebusy?
Well, the Pornhub year in review.
Okay. What state?
I think nothing better than Faithless Friday for the Pornhub year in review. So,
right.
And the searches have changed.
Oh, per state.
Interestingly.
Do we have it?
There are trend changes. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Do we have it down to congressional districts or?
I don't know about that. So that's a tease for tomorrow's show.
Yay!
I'll do one pornish story though.
Okay.
Actor Samuel Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Celebrated his 74th birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Sam Jackson.
Right.
And it says here at the HuffPo, the greatest gift he may have received was an important life lesson. The things that you like on Twitter can be seen by the general public.
Oh, shit.
It seems that Sam on Wednesday went through and liked a whole bunch of porn scenes on Twitter.
Who would do that?
And who likes the scenes? You can watch them without having to like them.
Well, listen, Samuel Jackson has the wallet that says I'm a bad motherfucker.
They've shared some of the tweet replies here on HuffPo. This guy says, "Ayo Sam, what the fuck you doing, bro?" He retweeted or he liked a tweet from something at Black Panda _00.
Yes,
and it's a large African American man entering a white woman from behind.
Right, right. Is it animated or live action?
I think it's a picture, maybe.
I think this is Sam Jackson telling us who the next hosts of the AVN Awards are going to be. I think he should host these. That would be a huge get for them. If Sam Jackson called up the AVN Awards and said, I want to host, would they let him?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. at the Journalista on the Twitter. Monique Judge, I believe is her name. She says, good morning. Don't let any of the news of the day distract you from the fact that Samuel L. Jackson likes watching white women get banged by BBC. And we all know this because it was in his Twitter likes.
I love this story. What else is he like?
Well, this flurry seemed to be a lot of white women being fucked by BBC.
Can we have him interviewed about this? Can, Shelby, see if you can get Sam to call in.
Somebody trying to help him here. We can dead ass see your likes. They're public, big bro. This one says, this must be from Britain. Hi, mate. Letting you know your likes are public and everyone can see them.
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't fucking care.
This account is proud. Samuel Jackson, 74, liking Twitter porn. That's a man with his priorities in check.
I think that's a guy in his 70s who has, I don't know, an IMDb resume 3 miles long that doesn't give a shit.
Barry Skywalker tweeted, Samuel Jackson, more like Samuel W. Jackson. He's a baller, and I respect it. He's earned the right to like the tweets he did.
That's funny.
This person says, who actually likes porn vids on Twitter? Yeah. That's crazy. Who checks what people are liking on Twitter? That's crazy.
Where's the part in the story that explains how this was discovered? Just somebody saw it?
Then the likes did magically disappear, though, with no comment.
Come on, man.
Oh, Samuel Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, who gives a fuck? He doesn't have an Oscar, right?
Does he not?
I don't think
he does. I thought he does.
I thought he didn't win that year. He was nominated for Best Supporting in Pulp Fiction, right?
But I thought he won for Django.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he got an honorary one. Last year.
Here's the story. Who gives a shit about the porn that he didn't like?
The Governor's Award.
Give him an Oscar. He should get an Oscar for acting. Honorary, fuck that. He needs an Oscar.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction, he was...
Who won that year?
Nominated.
Who won that year that he didn't get it? Jesus.
I don't know.
If I'm Samuel Jackson, I'm like, who gives a shit? I'd be pissed off. Here's the story. Samuel Jackson doesn't have an Oscar. That's a story. He likes these porn scenes. I don't give a shit. He doesn't have an Oscar. That's crazy. Gwyneth Paltrow has a fucking Oscar. That's all I'm saying.
Denzel presented his honorary Oscar to him.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a real one.
There's a lot of great people that have only honorary Oscars that just for some reason never managed.
Right.
To win one.
Yeah. They can't help. Sometimes the Academy votes like shit. Listen, not to be a dick, but Gwyneth Paltrow shouldn't have beaten Cate Blanchett that year.
Oh, well,
Cate Blanchett played Elizabeth. No one gave a shit because Shakespeare.
Well, Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt won for
Judy
what?
Dane. Judy Dench. Judy Dench.
Yeah, that's crazy too. No offense, Helen Hunt, but I mean, you know, no Oscar for Samuel Jackson. That's okay. Does Travolta have one?
Best supporting role went to Martin Landau that year.
Okay, whatever. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Travolta have an Oscar?
I don't think so. Please. Please say no for Battleship Earth or whatever.
Yeah. Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth, was that it?
Yeah.
You actually watched moments of that, didn't you?
I watched the beginning, and it's like, when are the spaceships coming? And then I just switched to some other shit.
How was he in that?
He was excellent. I tell you what, though, if there's a listener that can film themselves and then you can speed it up, you know, watching the whole movie about John Gotti, props to you. I tried to get through that piece of shit so many times. You know, John Travolta played Gotti.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, hey, that.
We should probably get going. We can do one real quick. Animal gets pissed and then we'll get the hell out of here. Adelaide Airport in Australia.
Oh, shit.
I think we've got some listeners down there.
Hello.
Airport officials spotted a deadly intruder.
Shit.
Slithering around the airport on Monday.
Oh, God.
Australian federal police found the Eastern brown snake.
Oh, they'll kill you.
In the basement car park of the facility. They secured it in a box until a snake catcher arrived to remove the dangerous reptile.
And what? Relocated.
The Eastern brown snake is highly venomous, responsible for more fatalities in Australia than any other snake species.
No, sure, let's have one at the airport then.
Venom contains a powerful neurotoxin which progressively paralyzes the victim's nerves in their heart, lungs, and diaphragm, and you suffocate.
Oh, perfect. What a great animal. Let's relocate that instead. Why would kill these motherfuckers?
The venom also contains other toxins, including powerful procoagulants and cardiotoxins, which can lead to convulsions, cardiac arrest, kidney damage, and uncontrollable bleeding.
Hey, Jesus, what's up with these fucking snakes, you dumb shit? God, why do we have these?
So that was slithering around the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
At the Adelaide.
Having the time of his life.
Slithering around. Someone's like, hey, there's a snake out there.
Yeah, the snake's like, I'm going to go find some fat Americans visiting. I'm going to bite them.
Join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We will hit you up tomorrow for Faithless Friday.
Aren't these snakes?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.